Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Along with Ross Tucker, I'm Jim Galante, and it's time for Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, celebrating the return of the fans. Mark is having a special deal for the first game versus Ball State. Purchase one RV for the weekend, you get a second one for free. That's a two-for-one deal. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com, or you can call Mark at 800-519-8467. Ross, we missed you last week. Great to have you back.
My pleasure. I miss you guys as well. Those of you that check me out on social media, hopefully a lot of you, at Ross Tucker NFL, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, probably noticed I was in the Outer Banks in North Carolina. I never did that before. Was in the Outer Banks on the beach in Kerala. It was great. Really enjoyed it with my sister and her kids. It's by the way, they love Penn State. They went to a Rutgers game 2 years ago. I got them tickets, and they absolutely, they're all Penn State fans now, even though they live down in the D.C. area. Going to one game, they're all hooked. My niece wants to go there. So they all got the fever going to that game, which is pretty cool. But yeah, it was great. I was going to try to do the show from down there, but man, too many kids, too tight a space. I don't think that would have been real good for the audio quality.
And not necessarily great Wi-Fi when you're on vacation, right, Ross?
Correct.
Well, we had Andy in your stead last week. He did an admirable job, but I'm not sure he Wally Pipped you, but he did a nice job.
What did he do? Did he break down tape?
Nope. But he did do a segment of Ask Andy. So he filled in there.
Oh, man. I would love to do an Ask Andy segment and just ask him questions.
Well, you know what?
It would be like, hey, Andy, who's your X Factor for dinner tonight?
We'll have to plan on that. Just the internal questions from the staff for Ask Andy. That would be entertaining. Meanwhile, Ross, the last couple weeks that you were in, we were talking about some of the 22 commits. It got us off schedule from our class of 21 scouting reports. We are now going to shift back, get back to it. I know everybody really enjoys these. And this week, we're going to do three players like we normally do. And this week, it's all about the defensive line, starting with Rodney McGraw. He's 6'5", 255, defensive end out of Indiana. And just a reminder to everybody, this is not Ross looking at the star ratings and worried about everybody else's ratings. This is Ross making his scouting report based on the film. So, Ross, what did you see from Rodney McGraw?
So, a bunch of things, Jim. And it's interesting, looking at these prospects, you know, here's what I'd say about Rodney, okay? Really nice frame. He's got good length and he's got good growth potential. I would say he's got good but not special get off and closing burst. So the positives are really the frame, the length, and the growth potential. But he doesn't wow you with his burst, either off the line or closing. He is physical in everything he does, and he plays really hard. So, you know, Penn State, as they're looking at, they're like, okay, you know, he doesn't have that juice that maybe we'd like to have, but he's a big kid, he's got a good growth potential, and he plays really hard, and he's physical. He's going to have to get stronger. And he's going to have to get really good at his technique, I think, to win, Jim. He's going to have to be really good with his hands and his technique, because I don't think his natural ability is going to be enough for him to win. And we'll have to see if he can, how stout he is, how much power he has. Plays really high. doesn't show a lot of evidence of being real stout or real strong right now. I think that he's a guy that they're going to have to really get into the workout program, get stronger, and he's a down-the-line guy. You know, he's a guy that maybe years 3, 4, and 5, I think, if he progresses with the work ethic and the attention to detail, can really contribute for you. I gave him a 7.4.
You mentioned that he plays high. That just seems to be a common threat. Whenever we list a height at 6'5 or so, we also hear they play too high. Is that just typical of a tall high school player?
I think that's part of it, but there are guys like that that still show the ability to be able to, you know, get off the line, you know, stay lower when they're coming off the ball, right? Like you can be that way and still be lower when you're coming off the ball than Rodney is.
All right. Speaking of tall defensive ends, let's go to Devon Townley. He's actually listed at 6'6", 220 from Minnesota, and he comes out as a 4-star prospect.
Yeah, I was impressed by this kid. Did not know a whole lot about him, Jim. Excellent frame, length, and growth potential, but he already had pretty good power that I was impressed by in his lower body. He's got a good get off and finish. Neither one's elite, but good get off and finish. But what really jumped out about Devon, very agile athlete for his size. Very agile. You know, he moves laterally. You can just see the way guys move. You know, Jim, you can just see the way they move around the field. He moves very well, and he's an agile athlete. I mean, he's tight end, catching and running with the ball. I mean, he's pretty impressive in that way when they throw him the ball. I think he's a good basketball player too.
Yeah.
If memory serves, I saw that some video of him playing basketball. He uses his hands well already, which is really important, right? Because as a defensive lineman, that's a big part of what you do. So when he's working against the run, he will lock out the blockers. You know, he'll use his long arms, lock out the blockers, get them off of his body, and then disengage. As an offensive lineman, you want to pull the guy into your body. Makes it harder for him to get off of you. As a defensive lineman, you want to extend your arms, get the blocker away from you, so it's easier to disengage and make the tackle. He does a pretty good job of that already. And then versus the run and pass, I'm telling you, now they did a good job stunting him and letting him move, but he shows a nice arm over move, which is like a swim move. He's got good inside moves versus both the run and the pass, and really uses that first step quickness to cause havoc, wreak havoc in the backfield. I gave him an 8.0, Jim. I really liked Devon Townley.
That's a good ranking for him. And now at 6'6", 220, I'm imagining he's got the body that could carry quite a bit more weight comfortably.
Oh, yeah. He'll be 250, 255, no problem.
Okay, that leads us to our final guy. This guy is very interesting to me. His name is Jordan Vandenberg. He's 6'3", 280 pounds. He's coming out of a junior college in Iowa. He's originally from South Africa, Ross. Family, I guess, moved to Georgia. He didn't start playing any football till he was in the 10th grade. So this is a fascinating prospect to me. What did you see from him?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think the whole thing is interesting. I mean, when did he sign with them?
Well, the story, I believe, went that he ended up in a camp with them, and they were very impressed and very quickly offered. He very quickly accepted. After the junior college, the fact was he went to junior college to put himself on display for four-year colleges. And apparently, I think he caught the eye also of Nebraska and Iowa. But when the offer came from Penn State, he was sold right away. By the way, just real quick, he was only 1 year at the junior college, which didn't count because of COVID. So he's actually going to have freshman eligibility.
Right. So that all of that is very interesting. I guess a couple things that jump out to me about Jordan. You know, the video's different, Jim. I mean, you're watching JUCO video. So it's very different in a lot of ways. The scheme is much more similar to major college football. You're going to be seeing much better guys he's going against. I mean, it's a totally different level than high school football. Totally different level. So no one looks as impressive on JUCO tape as they do on high school tape. Because at JUCO, everybody's pretty good, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't have gotten the scholarship to go play JUCO ball. He shows good initial quickness, pretty darn good hand usage. He's got a nice closing burst. Plays extremely hard and finishes every snap. He had some versatility with his body type, getting some reps both inside and outside, but he certainly plays more like an inside guy. I think he's a guy that can give them reps both inside and outside. Question marks I had were size and growth potential. Now remember, he's playing JUCO ball, but he just didn't look that big compared to some of the mammoth JUCO offensive linemen he was going against. To me, he projects as sort of a rotational depth defensive tackle who will never cheat a rep, right? Like, he will never cheat a rep. He will always be out there and give you a quality rep and a quality effort every time he's out there. I don't envision him being a star or a stud or an all Big Ten player, but I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up being a part of the D-line rotation.
Well, as kind of one of the final guys that was brought into a class, just even becoming a rotational guy within the defensive tackle rotation, that's not too bad.
No, not at all. No, I mean, look, Jim, you need those guys. Right? I mean, you need guys like that to go ahead and be part of your football team, especially if there's injuries. And maybe he'll surprise. I didn't know the South Africa thing. So maybe he needs a little bit more time to, you know, learn the game a little bit more. Maybe he'll be even better than I think.
And I imagine those guys who work this hard, probably play hard every day in practice, just having that kind of guy on the roster is also helpful. Ross, that is it for quarter number two in Tucker's Tape. Stick around. In quarter number three, we take your questions and we ask Ross. Fans are back and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.